These are the weekly security headlines from the Daily Tech News Show. For the week ending December 18th, 2020, I'm Tom Merritt. We should retitle it the SolarWinds Report. A breach in the Orion network platform from SolarWinds has led to attacks on not only FireEye, but also many public and private organizations around the world. SolarWinds said Sunday that updates to its Orion platform between March and June carried malware as a result of a sophisticated nation-state supply chain attack. SolarWinds says Microsoft notified it of a compromise to SolarWinds Office 365 accounts. SolarWinds called for Orion customers to update to its latest version immediately for an interim fix and plans an additional patch for 300,000 customers worldwide, including most Fortune 500 companies in the U.S. Now, only 18,000 of them, or at least 18,000 or fewer, are thought to have installed the malware-infected version, and not every malware-infected version was taken advantage of. ZDNet reports IT administrators are finding signs of the malware. FireEye announced that the intrusion in its network reported last week was caused by the SolarWinds breach. Microsoft confirmed in a security alert to its customers and provided countermeasures, including detection rules in Defender. FireEye published some detection rules on GitHub, and the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency issued an emergency directive with instructions on how all federal civilian agencies can detect and analyze compromised systems. The attack worked by entering the network through the Orion vulnerability and then gaining elevated credentials that let attackers forge things like single sign-on tokens to impersonate privileged accounts and grant new credentials to gain high-level access. Now, more details came out later in the week. Researchers at Vilexity said on Monday they encountered the same attackers penetrating a think tank organization three times in 2019 and early 2020. The attackers were able to bypass a company called Duo's multi-factor authentication by gaining administrator privileges on a target network, then stealing Duo's integration secret key, or A key, from a server that was running the Outlook web app. They could use the key to then generate a valid cookie that could be set when accessing an account that they had acquired the username and password for, bypassing the need for the second factor. So they never called for the second factor because the forged cookie said it had already been called. Essentially, they fooled it. Some more details on the malware that was actually implanted into Orion. It identified its network traffic as the Orion Improvement Program, stored data inside legitimate files, searched for security and antivirus tools in order to avoid them, never communicated from outside the network with the same computer or network more than once, and only connected to the malware the minimum number of times needed to gain access to stolen credentials needed for further intrusions. The malware didn't use any code from previous malware, which also made it harder to detect. The corporate networks have revealed how the attackers injected the malware into the Orion updates. Security researcher Vinith Kumar told Reuters that he alerted the company last year that anyone could access SolarWinds update server by using the password SolarWinds123. Although this was before the malware was first injected, and Kumar himself says this is not considered the most likely source of the malware intrusion. 3 weeks ago, SolarWinds posted a job seeking a new vice president for security, and that position is still open. Finally, Microsoft reported it found malicious binaries in its system as a result of the attacks on SolarWinds' Orion platform, but contrary to some headlines, saw no evidence of unauthorized access to production services or customer data. Microsoft says it has found no evidence that its Azure cloud services were used in the attacks. What may have led to confusion around Microsoft and Azure is that the U.S. National Security Agency published a security advisory Thursday warning about two techniques used by attackers to escalate access from compromised local networks to cloud-based infrastructure centered around Azure, but applicable to other environments. The first technique involved compromising single sign-on infrastructure and then stealing credentials or keys to forge authentication tokens. The second technique involved compromising a global admin account to assign credentials to cloud applications that would then give them access to cloud resources, particularly email. Both techniques have been around for years and rely on compromising local networks or admin accounts, not a vulnerability in Azure itself. The NSA recommends countermeasures to detect these kinds of intrusions. New disclosures indicate the attacks penetrate the systems of the U.S. Department of Energy, National Security, National Nuclear Security Administration, three United States states, and the city of Austin. Microsoft said 40 of its customers were targeted, victims of the attack, 80% in the U.S., but also customers in the U.K., Canada, Mexico, Belgium, Spain, Israel, and the United Arab Emirates. It seems only email communications are thought to have been affected in these attacks, at least so far. However, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency said Thursday it had evidence of other vulnerabilities besides SolarWinds that may have been exploited by the attackers to gain access to networks outside the SolarWinds platform. Wall Street Journal reports the attack was only discovered because an employee at FireEye received an alert that someone had used their credential to log into VPN from an unrecognized device. It seems to be the only mistake these attackers made. And even after investigating that, FireEye's team noted the attackers covered their tracks well and found no evidence of attacks on other victims outside FireEye. They called it an exceptionally clean operation. Analysts had to scour 50,000 lines of SolarWinds code before spotting a few dozen lines that didn't appear to have a reason to be there, which led them to alerting SolarWinds of the intrusion. Now, despite headlines indicating a Russian group might be behind the attacks, FireEye and Microsoft believe the attack was carried out by a previously unidentified group. There is evidence that preparation for the SolarWinds attack in March stretched back as far as 4 years ago, with things like registering domain names for that external control. All right, some non-SolarWinds security headlines. Security researchers at Ben-Gurion University published a paper demonstrating how a computer's RAM could be turned into a weak Wi-Fi signal to exfiltrate data from an air-gapped system. The paper showed that perfectly timed read-write operations to a computer's RAM can make the memory bus emit electromagnetic waves consistent with a weak Wi-Fi signal. The researchers were able to leak data from an air-gapped system to machines several meters away with rates up to 100 bits per second. Unlike exploits published by Ben-Gurion researchers in the past, this can be done without obtaining root access. Qualcomm announced that it's working with Google to provide support for its chipsets for 3 years of major OS updates and 4 years of security updates, and Microsoft Authenticator will soon add password management and autofill capability. Passwords will be synced using a Microsoft account, and autofill can be used on Edge or Chrome browsers. The feature is in preview and available on the iOS and Android versions of Microsoft Authenticator. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.